Welcome back to the OU's Global Talent and Physics Phone Call, and I'm your host, Naftali Herman. It's great to be back with each and every one of you. I hope that each of you had a wonderful weekend. As always, thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 19th day of the month of Mar Cheshvan. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ira Eben of Congregation Ohav Shalom in Merrick, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Eben slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishnah Berurah L'cholim with a sizable pause, and we'll conclude with the recitation of Achenu. One brief note, the archive has been fully updated. You can now listen to all of the previous programs dating back to March 13th of 2020 through this past Thursday. We are literally up to date, and they can all be accessed anytime at ou.org/Tehillim. That's ou.org/Tehillim, T-E-H-I-L-L-I-M, ou.org/Tehillim. What a pleasure and honor it is to welcome Rabbi Eben back to the Daily Call, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Eben.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, and thank you to the Orthodox Union for continuing to put forth this and so many other incredibly important initiatives. They are so appreciated. I want to talk about a verse that we cite every month in Rosh Chodesh, after we make the final blessing of Hallel. There's a verse in very small print that some people say. It says, Va'abraham zakin va'bayamim, va'ashem berach et Avram makol. And Avram was old, advanced in years, and Hashem, God, had blessed Avram in all things. Now that verse is found in this week's portion, Parshat Chayesara, and for the life of me, I have no idea why we say this at Hallel. So I went to a primary source, the Google, and I searched for it. And it turns out that it's even more confusing than I thought. And since I'm only given 5 minutes, and I don't think anyone would be getting any chizuk if I explained why some do say it and why some don't say it, I'll leave it up to you all to decide if you want to include it in your davening in a couple of weeks on Rosh Chodesh Kislev. But for today, I want to just try to understand the pshat and what this phrase, this pasuk, means in our parsha. And of course, to us, particularly, where it is placed in the narrative, in the first verse of Perek Chaf Dalet. Avram, in the context, has just buried his wife, his lifelong partner, after spending an exorbitant amount of money on an overpriced small piece of land, a land that has been promised to him by God for free. And let me tell you, this may be the first and only time in Jewish history that a Jew paid full retail. Avram has a child, but no grandchildren. And in the chapter before last, in Akedat Yitzchak, he almost lost the son that he was foretold would be his legacy. At this point, all the blessings of lands and countless descendants God had promised to him have failed to come to fruition. At this point, the hero of our story is old, he is alone, and he recently tried to kill his son, which is never good for any relationship. And I wonder if anyone would blame him if he started looking at what he had in his life and started asking, you call this a blessing? Or at least along the lines of the famed question by the philosopher Tevye from Fiddler on the Roof, when he turns to the camera and says, God, I know we are the chosen people, but can't you choose someone else every once in a while? And yet, V'Hashem Berach et Avram Bakol. God blessed Abraham with everything. While Rashi quotes the Midrashic teaching to say that he was blessed with a daughter, and having three daughters myself, I would agree that they are definitely a blessing, especially as you get older. In truth, I believe the text is trying to tell us something so much more important than that. No one is promised more in the future than Abram and Sarah. And yet, even if they don't see these blessings come to fruition in their lifetime, they know that they are still blessed, because they know they are part of this greater promise. the promise of a future, the promise of this unbreakable covenantal relationship between God and the Jewish people, the promise that there will be an eternal Jewish story that is yet to be fully told. And that's what we reaffirm every time we recite Birkat HaMazon after we eat. Say, K'mo Shezen Baruch Hu Avoteinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov Bako Mikol Kol Kol. Just as our forefathers Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov were blessed with everything, from everything, and everything, Kein Yivarech Otanu Kulanu Yachad B'Vrecha Shleima. So too may He bless all of us together with the complete blessing. Each one of our forefathers were given the promise of seeing the blessings, not just seeing the blessing of their lifetime, but the complete blessing, that they will have a piece in this story, the greatest story ever told. As Shlomo HaMelech teaches over and over again in Kohelet, what good is wealth and empires if all you do is pass them on to the next generation, and who knows who they will be? The statement about Avram teaches us that in our lives, the blessings can't be neither material or even things that we see in our lifetime. The blessings must be about a part of the promise, being a part of this promise. Ashreinu ma tov chalkeinu, how fortunate and how good is our portion. While I might be personally struggling, I know that I am part of a greater tale, and I am blessed because I have a piece of the story of the Jewish people, a story that has seen its struggles and its trials, but one that has also seen the greatest miracles ever recorded by Yamim Ahim, both in those days in the past, and Bazman Hazeh in our modern times. And just knowing that you are part of this remarkable people and this incredible story is the true definition of a bracha shleima, a complete blessing. Friends, we are about to recite Tehillim, and we will pray for all those who need a refuah and a yeshua, healing and salvation. But we will also pray that the Tehillim will help us to feel and appreciate the blessings of our forefathers and foremothers that they felt, the blessings of being part of the Jewish people in the Jewish story. Because if we feel that, then we will be truly blessed, bakol, with everything. At this time, I'll start with our Tehillim on Perek Chaf. L'amatzeach mizmor la'David, Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, Yisagecha Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha mikodesh, u'mitzion yisadeka, Yizkor kol minchotecha v'olatcha yidash mesela, Yitein lecha chelovecha v'chol atatcha yimalei, Neramna b'shuatecha v'shem Eloheinu nigdol, Yimalei Adonai kol mishalotecha, Ata yadati ki yoshia anai m'shicho, Enenu m'shrei kudsho u'vrat yisham imino, Eila b'recha ve'eila b'sutzum v'anachem m'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir, Hema karov and a follow that anachnu kamnum nesadod. Adonai Yoshia, amelach eneinu v'yom karina. Parak Chav Gimel. Mizmar leDavid, Adonai roi loakto. Bin odesha yarbitzeni, amem nucho tina'aleni. Nafshi yishovi v'anchinu v'anglei tzedek l'man shemo. Gam ki eilech v'geitz al-mavet, lo irara ki ata imadi. Shiftecha mishantecha himayi nachamuni. Tarach lofanai shulcha neged tzorarai. The Shamta Bashem and Roshi Kosi Ravaya. Ach Tova Chesed Yudafuni Kol Yimecha Ayai, Mishafti Vivet Adonai Li Orach Yomim. Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shalom Alot. Sainai Larim Miayin Nivo Ezri. Ezri Miim Adonai Ose Shamayim Vaart. Al Yitain Lamot Reglecha Al Yanum Shamrecha. Hine La Yanum Vila Yishan Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shamrecha An Reitzelcha Yad Yiminecha. Yom HaShemesh Layakaka V'yareach B'Layla. Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora Yishmoret Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmoret Yitzcha V'Lecha. Yitzcha V'Ad Olam. And Kuf Lamed. Shir HaMalot Mimamakim Karaticha Adonai. Adonai Shema B'Kuli Tina Aznecha Kashavot Kol Tachnunai. Im Avonot Tishmarya Adonai Miyamod. Kimcha Sricha Laman Tivarei. Kiviti Adonai Ketanashi V'Lidra Ocholti. Nafshi L'Adonai Mishom Raboker Shom Raboker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Kim Adonai Chesed Rabbein Mofudot Vuhu Yifdeh Yisrael Yikol Avonatot Mishaberach Avotenu Amrim Tzvi Yaakov Moshe Aaron Dovid Shlomo Vuhu Yivarech Rapeh Et Acholim V'Et Acholot Amen. Achino kol beit Yisrael, hanatzimu mitzara, v'shidhi ha'omdim bein bayam u'bein bayabasha, ha'makom yirachim aleyem, yotzi mitzala ravacha, v'fela or alu shibud b'geula, hashta b'gola u'vizman kariv, v'nomar, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Edmund. Always hits it right on the point. Short, sweet, perfect. Always enjoy having you on the program. Thank you so much. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered with Tova. May all of our prayers, may all of our tefillah will be answered with Tova for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.